Okay, let's begin. Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Beis. Mem Beis, and we have two daf left here to the third parak of Mesechta Bava Metzia. Hamafkid, and we are on top of Mem Beis Amid Aleph, says the Mishnah. Hamafkid Moos Eitzel Chaveiro. Sraron V'Hifshilon Lachorev. So we had this Mishnah quoted earlier. If somebody gives money to their friend to watch, Mafkin Moos, and the friend takes them, puts them in a bag, and puts them in a knapsack. V'Hifshilon Lachorev. O Shemasram Libno Ulebito Akhtanim. Or gives it to their children, who are ketanim, meaning they are lav b'nei das. Vin na'al b'fneim shalo karoi. Our girsa has a vav there. Vin na'al b'fneim. And this is continuing on the last case. He gave it to the kids, ketanim, and he did not lock the house properly in front of them. Lav b'nei shalo karoi. So it's part of his pshia. The rif has a girsa of the word o. So it's giving it to the child is itself a problem of pshia. And then it's o, na'al b'fneim. Or you close up the money. B'fneim not going on the children, but going on the money. Shalo karai. Either way, all these cases where the shomer did not guard it, kiderech ha-shomer properly, chayef. Shalo shimer kiderech ha-shomer. V'im shimer kiderech ha-shomer in pater. If he would have done it the right level of responsibility, then pater. We know the different levels of shmirah. As we have discussed, says the Gemara, Bish Lama Kulhu Shaloshim Kederach Hashomrim. I understand all the cases here. If you don't guard a Kederach Hashomrim, that's why you're going to be chayev. And you did something wrong. You gave it to a child, right? You didn't close the door. Ela Tsraran Vehiv Shilom Achorav My Havile Lamevin. But putting them in a knapsack. What's wrong with that? Right? You put it in a bag. So what? You have it lachorav. We have to keep it in front of you forever. Right? It's in a bag on your back. So what's the problem? So Amar Rav, Amar Yitzchak, yes, it's a special din. Amar Kra, Vitzarta HaKesef Biadecha. You shall have the Kesef, talking about Meiser Sheni, when I redeem Meiser Sheni, this din daraisa of Chiwul, payros Meiser Sheni, and I'm poded it onto money. I take that money, Vitzar the Kesef Biadecha, in your hands. Afal Pishet Tzrurin Yiyu Biadecha. Even though they are tzrurin, they are closed up, they're in a bag, but still it has to be biadecha, it has to be in your hands. What does in your hands mean? The Rush says it's not literally in your hands, but it means a ki'ilu, it's in your hands. The Rush says, biadecha she'enecha tamid aleihem, kegon tzraran bisadino hatali lefanav. Yes, but it has to do with somebody else's money. My money I can put on my back. But if somebody else's, whether it's Meiser Sheni money, or whether it's somebody else's money, that's a higher standard. Right? It's not via Havla Rechal Kamocha. Right? It's higher than that. Sometimes there's a higher standard for other people's items than one's own items themselves. So that's the din that we learn out from Meiser Sheni, but expanding that to any time when I have somebody else's property. Next. The Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, La'olam Ye Kaspo Shal Adam Matsui Biado. It's always a good idea for a person to have his kesef matsui, liquid in his hands. Shene Amar Vitzarta Kesef Biyadcha. So Rebbe Yitzchak giving us a little lessons of life. Right? You should always have some money that are liquid in order to be able to use. Once we have that Rebbe Yitzchak about life, so we have a couple of other statements of Rebbe Yitzchak in terms of financial advice. Right, we've mentioned often, Gemara is not just a book of laws. It's a book of life. And the Gemara is chock full of everything. Chock full of business strategies, weather patterns, astrology, astronomy, everything's in the Gemara. That's one of the godlios, one of the great things about the Gemara. It's not just the book of laws, but it's the stories so much. These are a couple of examples of that also. Some financial advice. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak, la'olam yashlish adam es va'osav. As we would say, don't put all of your eggs in the same basket. Person should be mashlish and spread out his assets. Shlish b'karka, put a third in karka, Nechasim sheyesh lahem achrayas, shlish b'prakmatia, a third in business, or shlish tachas yado, and a third you should have with you in order to be able to invest. Right? The Marsha here says that really each one of these has a maila and has a chisaron, and that's what the Gemara is trying to teach me. Says the Marsha, the kol echad mishlosha chalakim yeshlo yeser se'es al chaverav. Hello, roi ze, karoi ze, dahainu. Shlish b'karka, what's the galus of karka? Sheesh Lamachrayas, right? It doesn't go anywhere. It can't be stolen. Deshar Nachasim Efter Sheyeh Avdu. Berega Echad Aide Listim Vigayazos. Other property, any metallic thing can be taken. Aval Haaretz La'olam Amedes. Number one. Number two, Shlish Bepragmatia. Yeesh Lomaila Sheyeh Yoser Revach Bepragmatia. More profit, right? You gotta take a little risk, but more profit is available, right? If you put it into an account that's very conservative and very safe, but doesn't make get too much profit or not. So the Gemara says, split it, split your assets, put some in very safe, right, karka, but not going to get you too much profit. And the third, put in, you know, getting more profit, a little more risky. Kidamrina nami hasam, kuf zuze beiska, kol yoma bisra. Vechamra, kuf zuze ba'ara milcha v'chu. Vishlish tachas yado, yesh lo mailo lios mizuman lo kol shal, l'tzorech habala adam pitom. Sometimes you might have a great deal, you might need money, right there, so therefore, says the Marsha, that is the maila of each one. And again, as I said, everything is here. It reminds us a little bit, the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in some Rishonim, if you look in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Dalet, where the Gemara talks about why Talmud Bavli is called Bavli. So the Gemara there says, Balul, the end of, right before the Mishnah, Belula, Bemikra, Belula, Bemishnah, Belula, Betalmud. Right, that is the Gemara, Zetamud Shabavel. And Tosas there says, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Tibitalmud Shalanu, very well-known comment, and much discussion of this Rabbeinu Tam, Tibitalmud Shalanu on Upotim Atzmeinu, Mimash Amru Chachamim, that which the rabbi say in Avodah Zarah, La'olam Yishalish Adam Shnosav, Shlish B'mikra, Shlish B'mishah, Shlish B'shas. If the Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah, you have to split your days, right? You spend a third of your time learning Tanakh, a third of your time learning Mishnah, a third of your time learning Gemara. So, says Rabbeinu Tam, you know what, we just learn Gemara. And that pathers us all because it has everything. Ava Bishkein, Anukarim, Bechol Yom, but still, just to be Yotzei for sure, says Rabbeinu Tam, we say a little bit of Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara every day. Where do we say that? In the morning, right? We say the Karban Tamid. Hopefully, we all say the Karban Tamid, besides the Psukim of right afterwards, besides the Psukim of Yivarechacha, and Elu Dvarim, and Elu Dvarim, which that itself is Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, but we also afterwards, Tosfos says, we say the Parsha of the Karban Tamid, and we say Vishon and Bemishnah is Ezeo Makoman, and we say Ezeo Makoman, the fifth parak in Zvachim, all about Karbanos, and the Garsin, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer, Bishlosh Ezer Midos, right? That minha goes back a long time, right? Tosfos quotes it right here, Sanhedrin Chavdalin. We have all three of them, Kar Mitamin, Ezel Makamin, and Rabbi Yishmael, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. Rabbi Yishmael is a Brisa. It's the beginning of Taras Kohanim. Or the beginning of Taras Kohanim is Rabbi Yishmael Omer. So Rabbi Natam says, but we learn Gemara. Again, I don't think Rabbi Natam would say that you should just learn Gemara and never open up because there are many psukim in Tanakh that are never quoted in Gemara. Right, I mean, it's similar, not similar, but the Rambam, you know, the beginning of Mishnah Torah, it's a controversial line, just learn my Sefer, and that's all you need. But he says, after you've learned everything else and you know it well, then you can learn my Sefer and just review everything through my Sefer. But halavai, if you don't know Tanakh, if we don't know Mishnayis, if I don't have Gemara, we have to spend time on that too. But again, but the message of Rabbeinu Tam is the Talmud Bavli has a little of everything, and therefore, this is a perfect example of it, that not only a little of everything in terms of Torah, a little of everything in terms of life, because really, as we know, everything is the root of it is Torah, the anchor of everything, of weather patterns, of astronomy, of business ventures, right? Everything, the anchor is Torah, as is mentioned in many contexts. The Torah, you know, is our the glasses, are the lenses that we see everything through. That is the how we have to view it. Again, a lot more, but let's continue. Says the Gemara about Rabbi Yitzchak. Next statement related to Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein Habracha. Once we're talking about business, just to mention, I was going to bring it, I forgot. Just to mention, required reading for any business dealer, and that is the Hakdama of the Chachmas Adam. Yaradeya, where the Rabbi read the Chayyadim writes, and it's like Tamat Chachmas Adam and Yaradeya, he says, I have a family tradition that I'm not going to be able to be sit and learn and be just be a Rav, but I have to go into business. That's my family tradition. So I'm here. I'm in Leipzig, but you should know every second that I'm not focusing on a customer, you know, I'm learning and I run in between customers and at night, and you know, but nobody should him lachashu alai his lashon. You know, they whisper about me that who's he to write a sefer on Yeridea? You know, he's a businessman. But Chacham Zadon says, you know, judge me for the content. Don't judge me for what I do. You know, I try to do my best, right? Similar to the Hagdama of the Margolius Hayam on Sanhedrin, where Reuven Margolius compares himself to Ilfa, where Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara Tainis Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara, he doesn't, Rabbi Yochanan goes back, Ilfa doesn't go back to the yeshiva, and Ilfa, throughout a couple of times in Shah, says, you know, this is just what I did, but don't look at me as a slouch because I didn't act l'shem shamayim and I didn't fulfill my potential. But that's Ilfa, and that's Reuven Margolius, and that's the Chachmas Adam. But wherever the message being, whatever we're doing in life, you know, we have to use every second properly in order to fulfill the Dvar Hashem. Okay, that's a little related to business. And we continue. Be Amar Yitzchak now. Bracha is found by something that is hidden from the eye. Even though the simple interpretation ba'asamecha means your silos, your storage houses, but another level is samui, right, hidden. Bracha is by what's hidden. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Eina Bracha Mitzuya, El B'davar, She'ina Ayin Shalat Espo. Similar, the Bracha is only Mitzuya by something that the Ayin, the eye, does not see. It's not Sholet on. Sh'ne'emar, Itchaz HaBracha Ba'asamecha. And we find that in many contexts. The Medrash says, right, why were the Luchos Shnios successful and the Luchos Rishonos weren't successful? Because the Luchos Shnios were given B'tznius. B'tznius, B'hatznei, B'hester, or with tznius. Tznius, what it was, tznius is not just how one dresses. Tznius is a hashkafas olam. And the, without the fanfare, without who's given, sometimes something that's very hidden is what has success on various levels. That's why we have two chazals here that, relate that to our issue. The Ben Yoyada, amongst others, wonders here, what's the difference between these two statements, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yitzchak says there's bracha by things that are samui min ha'ayin, and Rabbi Yishmael says bracha mitsuya by items that are ein ayin sholetas bo. Are those the same thing, or is there any difference between them? Why would they be saying both here if they're saying the same thing? Says the Ben Yoyada, it's a little different. Nero libis yata d'shmaya, as he starts off every one of his answers. To Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak who says, that's sami min ha'ayin, as long as it's covered from the eye, even if you know about it. Let's say you have money in a sack. So you can see the coins bulging from the sack, but it's still hidden. It's covered, but you know it, but you can't see it. That's Rabbi Yitzchak. That's enough. The Rabbi Yitzchak Ayri Shiyim Achusa Me'ein Ha'ayin Hachushis Stafka Tahainu Kis Malei Zehuvim V'Kashur Hinei Zehuvim Achusa Me'ein Chushis. Right? It's not seen. Kivan Shein Tocha Kis Ein Ayin Roa Osam V'Chein Kri Dagan Mechusa B'Mach Tzela'os V'Chayotze. You have a whole pile of wheat that's covered by mats. She'ein Ayin Roa Esachitim Harei Zeshoa Bar Bracha Afa Pisha Be'ein Asichlis Roes Azuhubim Achitim. Shuhu Mitzayer Bedaito. I can imagine underneath this cover what it looks like. Achtana the very Bishmal says, no. To get the bracha, it's got to be one step further. It can't even be known by the public. Sheikhasenu Game Ein Hasichlis. Shalo Yivadala Adam Sheyeshkan Chitim Ozuhubim. That's the difference in the two chazals, says the Ben Yehoyada, says the Ben Ishchai. How hidden does one have to be? How hidden do we have to make it? We mentioned very often, not recently, but we should mention it recently, the Klei Yakar in Parshas Vayigash, right? And the Klei Yakar in Parshas Dvarim. The Dvarim one is even very extreme, where, not extreme, but just the sharp, where he says on the Pasuk of Penuvachem Safona, right, go north, but he darshins on that Safun, right here, Safun, hidden. Hidden, what do you mean hidden? The Klei Yakar says if we want to be successful in life, we have to hide what we have. We have to hide what we have, right? The more we show, whether it's on a metaphysical level, ayin hara, and people looking at it, whether it's on a more than that, where we're a bali gaiva, we're showy, right? So says the Klei Yakar. It's terrible. He says that even today, here in Prague in the 1500s, people build huge houses, and it gets the non-Jews jealous, and it gets them fired up. And he says, and this is the reason we're still in Gaulis. Wow. So this is the reason, because we're busy building batim sfunim v'chashuvim in Galus. So we have to realize that that's not what life's about, and we, if we have something, we have to hide it, it's not for us. That's the Klal Yikar. He writes about it a few times in his commentary, but in Dvarim, it says, Rabim Ovrim sapazuk zen no kev yorei datatahom, yishbo lekach l'shao l'doros. That's the Klal Yikar, how he starts off his piece. Here's a very interesting question that Rav Zilberstein discusses here in the Chashukei Chemed, talking about bracha samui min ha'ayin, meaning Hashem doesn't want to do miracles, you know, nisan gluyim, just nisan mistarim maybe, sheila. Is it preferable and advisable for a pregnant woman to have an ultrasound? Ha'im yesh inyan le'ishim uberes, who doesn't have any indications. There's no specific indications that there's a problem here, but lots of ultrasound. Kedei shem yesh mumim sheba ubar yedu arofim eich lekablo. Right, to have an ultrasound, if you know there's an issue, so then the doctors can know, and they can know how to deal with it, and they can prepare for the birth, and whatever needs to be done. Oh, or maybe, once it's on the ultrasound, then it's galui. And even if there's an issue, so if it's samui and you just daven for a healthy baby, daven, like the Gemara Mishnah talks about in Brachas, and before it's known, so then you have a chance. Kodesh Baruch Hu do an ace. It's an ace nistar. Once it's known, it's much harder for Kodesh Baruch Hu to get involved. So maybe if there's no specific indication, then one shouldn't. Kadesh afilu am yesh muim l'ubar, hadar v'yeh mustar ad aleda, v'yuchlu ha'horim l'spalel al yadam sheyetzi bari v'shalem. So he quotes our Gemara, b'metzi amen beis. Says bracha is chal al davar hasamim in ayin, right? And then so maybe you should not. And he goes through a little bit more the story of Elisha. Remember the story of Elisha when Elisha brought the boy back to life. Elio did tchias amesim once. Elisha did tchias amesim twice, maybe twice, right? That was the bracha when Elisha left him. If you remember, before he goes up into Sherry to fire, Elio says, "What can I give you?" And Elisha says, "I want double you, double that. That's a request. Double you, right? Pishnayim beruchacha." Right, each time. So what happens? So one story is that he literally did tchias amesim, just like Elio is Rebbe, and the other one is the story of he cured one of the kings from one of the generals from Aram from Tzaras. So if a mitzvah is chashav kames, then pure curing him is keilu did tchias amesim. So he discusses by Elisha when he did tchias amesim, he said, "Bring the boy into the room and close the door," because again he wanted to do it in bracha hasamui min ha'ayin. But anyway, he continues and says that really. Here, whatever you do is good. Whatever you do, he says, I spoke to my brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says, people come and ask, women come and ask to get a bracha. If you don't know any specific contraindication, he says there's no reason that you need to. And even though the bedika can bring toelas, if you don't know anything, Rakot is hidden. Lumasos. But he acknowledges once you do the ultrasound and you find an issue, then obviously, you know, Tsarach Nez Galui, Loshanos, or Rapes Uber, Vlokal Adam Zochalakach. Ulam, I'm not sure if this is still him or still Rav Chaim talking, Yeshem Noshim Abochros, the Maslola TV. Many women that say, no, I'm going the natural path. We have doctors, we go have regular. And this is what the doctor recommends to be aware. Kvisha Mora Chachmata Rafua, Lanashamelu Yish Hashivus Rabba, Labadika's ultrasound. Vealpia Nitan Lenavetit Malacha Leda, Ulit Konen Lakabel, Pnea Yulud, Lachayim Labriut. So he says, kind of leaves it open. Whatever a woman is, her netia is more to. But then he notes, which is very true, which my wife also mentions from her experience in the medical field, very often happens in both directions. So women will do an ultrasound, and they'll see something, and they'll be worried and nervous and terrible it's going to be, and the baby will be born healthy, Baruch Hashem. And Rahman al-Sallam is the opposite. So the ultrasound won't show anything, and then, you know, there might be an issue. So with all our chachmas harefua, we have to always, you know, go with obviously medical advice, and obviously doesn't even need to be said, right? We don't believe it's against halacha in most cases in terms of abortion. So if the goal is that, then the poskim say not to, because that's not what we do unless extreme cases, mother's life's in danger or other extreme cases. But either way, this is an interesting issue related to bracha. Chal al davar hasamui min ha'ayin. Didn't think we would get to ultrasounds today in Bamitzia Membeis. But Torah is Kalatar Kula Inyan Echad. Tana Rabbanan, so we continue now. Haholik Lamudas Garno. similar to what we'll be talking about. Somebody's going to measure their grain. See how much their how much was produced. Omar, here's the Mafanecha Hashem Elokeinu. Shetishlach bracha b'masi adenu. So he starts measuring his grain. He asks for a bracha. He doesn't know how much it is yet, so he can still ask for a bracha. Shetishlach bracha b'masi adenu. Hitchil lamud. But once he starts measuring, Omer, he's just saying present tense. Baruch hashaleach bracha b'kriyazeh. Madad v'yachrach birech. If you know exactly how much you have, and then you ask for a bracha, hareza tchila shav. That is a tchila shav. Lefi she'ein bracha mitsuya, because bracha is not mitsuya. Ella bedavar ha samui. I'm sorry. Lo bedavar hashaka, velo bedavar amadu, velo bedavar amanui. Right, brach is not chal by a weight, by a counted item. Ella bedavar samui min ayin. As we know, shenamar yitzav Hashem tuchas habracha ba'asa mechas. That's why it's too late. Like the mishnayis and brachas, right? If somebody already knows, so then it is too late. The Abu Dram says, what is this? This is something that we do when you measure something, when you count your money. The Abu Dram writes on page Shimon Ches in the Sefer, it's al shame, the pasuk in Maisras. L'man yibarecha Hashem alokecha b'chom ma'asi adecha. Ki yadua she'akadosh baruch hu sholeach bracha b'kri, kivashu ragil la'aser. Talking about in the context of doing a mitzvah, Trumas and Maisris, so that's when we're talking about this type of bracha, and that relates to the Ramban. The Ramban, we don't know where this Ramban is inside the Ramban, but the Ritva and the Kesef Mishnah all quote this Ramban, that the Ramban says that this Gemara is only talking about when you're going literally. But when you're going to be Mafresh, Trumas and Maisris, that's when you can ask for a bracha. V'daz Ramban, Shalochivu bracha zu ela baholik lafresh, Trumas and Maisris. Shiftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu bebrachaso aleihem. Right, the Gemara in Tainus, Varikosu lechem bracha ad belidai. As we know, Tztaka is the only mitzvah that we can so to speak, test HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo sanasu, but b'chanuni nabazos. Right, so here, when you're doing a mitzvah, then you can ask for a bracha. Like a mishaberach. You give something, and that's when you can ask for a bracha. V'yalkein tiknu bo bracha zu lomar, shaptachaso shal kakadosh baruch hu kayemes ve'ein zu bracha levatala. That is the language of the Ritva, in the name of the Ramban. There is a machlokes rishonim, Rashi, in Tainus, and the Ritva says here, beferish, this is a bracha with shame and malchus. It's not 100% clear from the Gemara. Yiratzim ha'vadach ha'jolakeinu, and then hechalam ha'noem baruch. Says the Ritva, Pirish, Bracha Shlema B'Shemu Malchus, Di'i Lav, Lav Bracha Hi. This is a Bracha that we don't really say these days. But it's a Bracha, says the Ritva, that is something that we have to recognize, that whenever we have, obviously, any Bracha, we have to realize it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One final source, and then we get back to issues of Shomrim, Rabbeinu Bachai. But the beginning of every parsha, Rabbeinu Bachai takes a pasuk in Mishlei, discusses it, and then relates it to the first pasuk in that parsha. So if you look at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, he quotes the pasuk, Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamin, Ushnos Rishayim Tikatzrena. Right, Shlomo HaMelech says that Yiras Hashem adds days. Shlomo HaMelech limanu b'katzav hazeh ki shnos ha'adam mitarchim o mitkatrim lefi sechus v'ha'onesh v'zeo b'derech neis nistar v'yadua shanisim kulam nechalakim l'shnei chalakim. Two types of nisim. Yesh nisim nistarim and yesh nisim mufursamim. Talks about two different types of nisim. Right, this is l'shitaso to his Rebbe, the Ramban, right, from the end of Parshas Bo. There's no such thing as teva. There's neis nistar and there's neis nigla. That's the Rabbeinu Bachai right here. And he says, Va'alzeh Amar Shlomo, Yiras Hashem Tosef Chaim, Lefisha Hada'aga V'Hayira, Machlishin Koach Ha'adam B'derech HaTeva, U'makrivim Mimei Misaso. Right, worry. The Gemara says elsewhere, worry and heartache and concern, you know, breaks us. Even our spirit enshorns us, gives us white hairs. Shnos Risham Tekatzren, Lefisha Tanugim Archivin Libo Shaladam B'derech HaTeva, U'mamshich Arichin Yamav, V'chule V'chule continues. But at the end of that piece, he says, related to us, She'ein l'cha kol yachid v'yachid v'Yisrael, shelo ye'eru lo b'chol yom, nisim nistarim v'hu eini odeya. We have no idea how many miracles, even what we would call miracles, happen to us every single day. Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us. We have no idea. V'chein darshu chazal, ein bal neis makir b'niso. So too chazal tell us, that the bal neis, in Nida, he doesn't even know. Ukedela haros shehanisim hanistarim heim im adam b'chol yom, so that we remember that we have nisim nistarim all the time. Biru lano chazal mamer echad. There's one mamer in Shas that helps remind us of this. V'hu sha'amru Hanichas Lamud Ezgrano. He quotes our Gemara. Our Gemara is the behavior that we're supposed to have in order to recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu does this in this term with us all day. And, we don't do this with Zanazeh. Okay, so we could relate it. Not with our actual bracha. But when we, you know what? The next time we go to an ATM, and we take our money from the ATM, as we count the money to make sure that the ATM didn't rip us off, to make sure we got exactly enough the bills, maybe we could say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shesem Bracha, B'Masi Adenu, right? Even though we know exactly in his madud and his money, right? We're not sure, because we all have to count it, right, to make sure. But that's this Gemara. HaNichlas L'mud Ezgron, Omi Yerasim Ofanecha, Shem Alokeinu, Lokei Avoseinu, Shetizlach Bracha Mekriya Zeh, V'yemada Adereza Tzilashav. He quotes our Gemara. Kivnu Chachamim Lomar Bazeh, Shehanisim Anistarim Heim B'chol Yom V'yom, Shehudabar She'ino Manui Madud, V'chi Hiim Haisa Bracha Chala B'manui, Lohayanez Nistar, L'mafursam. Right, if I daven that the money I took out would be, they would hopefully give me 1,000 extra, you know, that's not going to happen. Right, that's an ace nigla. But what does that have to do with Kisisa? Umitam zeh, and because of this, Tivsa Atar Shalom Yimnu Yisrael Gugalosam, Ela Bishkalim, Kadeshi Teabracha Chala Alehem, Beribu Yzaram Benez Nistar, Vishalo Yishlobem Ayin Hara Hasholetes, Beetzem Hadavar Hamonui, Umito Kolakabacham, we saw no eating cover Nashmachla Shekel, Yodea Minyanim Bechesh Machase Shkalim, Vizeo Shekasuv. Kisisa. Okay. That's the Rabbeinu Bachai at the beginning of Kisisa. Here we go, back to Shomrim.
Why isn't Tefillah Shav before he starts counting?
So why isn't it Tefillah Shav before? He doesn't know exactly. He doesn't know exactly. He has a pile of grain.
It's the same thing with a wife that's pregnant. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know, right. So I guess a pregnant wife is different than a pile of grain. You don't know exactly. You don't know. You can't exactly count this. You don't know. That's what you have to say. You have to say it's not as an exact science. You have a whole pile in your, it's not like a little pile. You have a huge pile of grain. Right. Yeah. You don't know how much it is. Okay, period. Amar Shmuel. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that if somebody guards their the item, the money, improperly, shalom kederach, then they're chayiv. And if they did it properly, so then they are going to be pater. Shalom kederach hashomim. Shmuel makes a statement now, and there are pages in the Rishonim. How does Shmuel's din relate to our Mishnah? Amar Shmuel, ksafim ein lahem shmira el bakarka. Shmuel says, if somebody gives you money to watch, the only place to put it is in the ground. You need a very high level of Shmira. So, what is he talking about? The Mishnah already said you could guard it normally. So, how does Shmuel's din relate to the Mishnah? Is it arguing? So, 2 points. Number one, the Tosfos HaRosh here says, Dafka Shmuel's talking about money. Money, because there are two elements by money. Number one, Ganavim want money more than anything else. So they'll be moser nefesh more for money than for other items, and therefore you gotta take super care of money. Number two, money does not go bad in the ground, like other things. So for both of those reasons, Shmuel says when you have ksafim, when you have money, you gotta take super care of it. Mishum demasri ganvi nafshayu alayu tvei, vegam eina miskalkalim bakarka, but other metaltalim, shem miskalkalim bakarka, okli matchos, afo bishayna miskalkalim, kiva de lo masri ganvi nafshayu, lo bo shmira bakarka. So, number one, Tosfos HaRosh says, Shmuel is dafka talking about, that. Number two, the question is, so again, how does Shmuel relate to the Mishnah? So let's do a little more, and then we'll answer that question. Amar Rava, Umodi Shmuel. Shmuel agrees. The erev Shabbos bein hashmashos. Shmuel agrees on Friday. If somebody gives me money right before Shabbos bein hashmashos, the Rosh says a drop before bein hashmashos. It can't be actually after Shkia because one problem is it's money, right? It's muksa. And number two, you can't dig anything. You can't dig on this. There's no half a minute to dig, right? So that's what he says. Samuch le'erev velo bein hashmashos mamish. Says the Pimpula Charifta. The bein hashmashos. Heich Rashai Lakovram. Right, you can't put it in the ground. It would be a Harisha. So the Rosh, and explained by the Pepula Harifta right here, is that it means right before Ben Hashmashos. You don't have to bury it. Deloach Rechu Rabbanan. Right, they didn't make you do this right before Shabbos. Ve'ish Shaha Lamotzi Shabbos Shir Lemikbarinu. But let's say it's after Shabbos, and you had time to bury it. Velo Kavrinu, and you didn't. V'chayev. Then you're chayev, because now you have time after Shabbos to put the money in a safe place. Ve'id serva me rabbanan hu, but if the person who gave you the money is a rabbi, is it serva me rabbanan, is it tam and chacham, then even if you delay it on Motzei Shabbos, you're pater. Why? Savar, because you might think, dilma mi boy le zuzi la abdalta. Well, maybe he needs money for Abdallah. If he needs money for Abdullah, that's why not, he's going to ask for it back. One second. Only a servant may rabbanan has to make Abdullah. Not everybody has to make Abdullah. Rashi. Rashi says, servant may rabbanan, hamafkid, but a third of the way down. Shehu chared al mitzvahs havdallah. Al hakos. Amar ha-shomer, dilmi v'vayli, zuz la-havdalta. He's chared al dvar mitzvahs havdallah. So again we ask, what do you mean, chared al mitzvahs havdallah? Everybody has to make Abdullah. So says the Magen Mishnah, in Hilchos She'ela u'pikadon on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this halacha, v'im tamar chachamu, eino chayev at she'yishak, di l'kavron, achar she'yavdil. That's all he says. So the Magen Mishnah says, everybody has to make Abdullah. So what's the problem? V'ho'inyan, she'hoya ha'yayin lohem biyoker, v'lo ha'yu kulan mavdilin al ha'yayin. Not everybody use wine. V'efsha shayu shomim me'achirim, v'yotzin. They were yotze from others. They didn't want to spend the money on their own. V'zehu tamar chacham, rotze levarechu ba'asmo. The definition of a Talmud Chacham, says the Magen Mishnah, is not someone who knows tons of Torah. It's someone who has a taiva, who has a desire to do mitzvahs themselves. Mitzvah bo, yotzer mi bishlucho. I want to do it. I can be yotzer with you. Okay, there is a concept of Rovam Hadras Melech, everybody's making Kiddush together. But the context here is probably, you're in your home, but you don't want those. You go to your neighbors just to piggyback on their mitzvah. No. If you can do a mitzvah yourself, you got to do a mitzvah yourself. So that's why, that's what Talmud Chacham means in this context. Someone who wants to do the mitzvah themselves, who wants to buy the wine, and therefore, you have to save the money. The poskim discuss, in general, lechadchila, havdalah should be made with wine. There are those that have minhagim, everybody makes kiddush on wine, Friday night. Shabbos morning, there are other, the whole schnapps sugya, which we're not going to get into now, and the issues, and the lack of shear by schnapps. But havdalah also, sometimes people use different items, to for havdalah, chamar medina. But lechadchila, it's a kosher bracha, lechadchila should be grape juice or wine. The Mishnah Berurah says that befeirish, in reish sadi vav, sif ches. Im ein, the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is, ein mavdilan al apas, you can't make Abdullah on bread, aval al sheikhar mavdilan imhu chamar medina, v'wadin l'shar mashkin chutzman amayin. Shrama, and then v'tov yosel avdil al kos pavdum, shol yayin me al sheikhar, right, and the nagul avdil mozi pesach al sheikhar, mishum chaviv alav, fine. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes, al sheikhar im ein lo yayin, v'im yesh lo yayin hu kodim l'chal amashkin. Right, yayin, it says kosher bracha, so we should try, if possible, to have wine. Let's continue now the Gemara. V'ya idna. So again, if you get it right before Shabbos, you're not at fault, but you should do it right after Shabbos, unless it's super merabanan. V'ha idna, first white line, says Shmuel, d'ha idna, d'shchichi gishushai. Nowadays, where gishushai are common, what are gishushai? People who feel around in the ground to try to find hidden treasures. Right, say if we're hiding in the ground, it's not going to be so good. Elam shmira elam shmei kara. You got to hide it in your roof, between your roof and the ceiling. V'ha'idna the shlichi prumai. But nowadays, there are prumai who bang on the ceilings to try to find the money. Elam shmira elam beni urvi. You got to hide it between the walls. Right, they have like two walls, and then there in between the walls there was space. Amar Rava umodesh wolba kosel. That's our gersa. Shmuel agrees that if you just put a little bit into your wall, not in between, that nobody can find it, and it is okay. But nowadays, there are people who knock on the walls to see if there's a hollow spot to find the money. So the only way to do it is, you have to put it in the tefach, no space. Right, the tefach right under the ground, or right on the top of your ceiling, so even if they try to find it, they won't find it. Period. Stop there for a moment. Back to the original question now. How does Shmuel relate to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says you just got to do a normal, regular, expected Shmira. Shmuel says, no, only Karka. Shmuel arguing on the Mishnah? Says the Rebart Saloni, quoted in all the Rishonim here. I'll read it from the Rush. The Rebart Saloni says, no. Shmuel is talking about in his time. In his time, where you have the Prumoy and the Gishushoy and all these. So then you got to do a super Shmira. Because that's what is expected. Because of Rebart Saloni, Kibal Numer Abuseinu Zechonim Lebracha, Devada Halacha Kishmuel, Aval Amru, we hold like Shmuel, Aval Amru, Shalo Amru Shmuel El B'makom Shaganav Mitsuyim Sham, O Anashim Ramoim, V'osin Kol Eluha Inyanim Shamar Shmuel, we go to Tibuchai, Aval B'makom Deleka Kalhani, Ein Olav L'Chasosin B'Karka.
But if not, if you don't have Gishu Shai, Tipuchai, then just, you don't have to put it in the ground. Do normal. Elamanichin b'makom shumin yechas ma'osav. Put it wherever you put your own money. Delo adif midi day. V'al inyan zeh nagu kadmonenu zechonam avracha v'roi l'smoch al kabalasav. And you'd be so mechanim. So, Shmuel is not arguing. Shmuel is just giving, applying the Mishnah in a different context. Where it's a real serious issue of ganavim out there, then you have to do even more. Huge discussion. This big fat Tosfos here. What is this Tosfos talking about? Ein la shmira ela v'karka. What type of shomer is Shmuel talking about? What type of shomer? Shomer chinam, shomer sachar. The Rishonim here discuss Tosfos versus really most other Rishonim. What happens if a shomer sachar does this? What if a shomer sachar hides something properly and it is stolen ba'ones? That's the question right here, right? Shomer Sachar, we know, is usually Yechayiv and Gnev Aveda, and it's Pater and Onsen. What if it is stolen Ba'onis? Not listed Mizuyim, not armed robbers, because that's a Beferish Gemara, that a Shomer Sachar is Pater for listed Mizuyim. But if not, let's say you hit it in the ground, right? You put it in the ground, like Shmuel says, unless you're Bakarka, and then it was stolen from the ground. So would a Shomer Sachar be Chayiv in that case? Tosfos says, impossible. Tosfos quotes Rayas, then he says, Misvara, impossible. It's a great line. Tosfos, right in the middle of Tosfos, he says, Ach, timahon gadolu, lama lo yehe ones, im hamik bakarka kuf amos, to my havi sulam evid, o im takfaso shene, he fell asleep, o choli gadol, the echi tachain, how is it possible, says Tosfos, sheshum geneva lo nimsa shete ones gomer kalista mizuyim. If Lusim is doing his potter, so anytime there's a Ganeva, it should be potter. That's Tosfos. And then Tosfos skip five lines. The aim latarate, and don't tell me, to hoil v'chayev rachman ha-shomer sachar b'Ganeva, afu b'shikro v'lones, chayev af v'chol Ganeva zones. Don't tell me it's like a low plug. Shomer sachar is chayev Ganeva or Ganeva. No, because Lusim is doing. Lusim is doing is potter. So therefore, Tosfos here holds that the shomer sachar is potter from Ganeva ba'ones. Right? Because it's more treated like an ones than Geneva. Most other Rishonim argue on that. Tosfos in Baba Kama, the Ramban, the other Rishonim right here says, no, it's a Geneva, like Tosfos rejects at the end. Listed Mizuyim is something different. Listed Mizuyim is, it was taken from you, grabbed from you. That's not a regular case of Geneva. Right, where you were shomer, you put it somewhere and it's stolen from that spot. So that's why Rov Rishonim are mechalik between Listed Mizuyim and other cases. But Geneva Ba'ones, you would be chayef. That is also a big discussion here in the Mefarshim. The Ksos does limit the Rishonim, though. The Ksos in Simin Shin Gimel, we don't have time to read it, says, even the Rishonim that say that he's chayef Geneva Ba'ones, he's not chayef Aveda Ba'ones. Right, they have to talk about why that is. Geneva and Aveda are not exactly the same, but that's the Ksos's limitation on the Rishonim. Again, we'll have to leave that there, but again, it's an important topic related to Inyanei Shomrim. Let's continue now. Fifth wide line. Amalei Rav Acha Breda Rav Yosef Rav Ashi Hasam Tnan in Psachim we learned. Chamei Shnaf Olam HaPoles. If there's a house that collapsed on Chametz, Harayikim Mavur. It's as if it's destroyed already. You can't get to it, so you do not violate Bal Yerubayim Atzei. Right? It's Mavur. Rishon Gamliel Lomer, Kon She'en HaKelav Yechol L'Chapes HaCharav, as long as a dog can't get to it. He can't scoop it out. V'tan HaKama Chavisas Kelav Gimel Tfachim. So by Chameitz, we say the depth that is required is 3 Tfachim. HaChamai. What about here by Shmira? Do you have similar measurements? Mi bi'inon. Do we say shlosha tachim alo? So Amalei. So Rav Ashi answers him. Has no. Has mishum reicha. Bina gimel tfachim. There it's about the smell. The dog's going to smell it within 3 tfachim. So you have to have at least 3 tfachim, or else you're worried the dog's going to take it out. You're going to violate Rabbi Yemasei. Hach mishum echsu yemeinai. Here it's just about being covered and guarded. Lo bina gimel tfachim. You don't need. V'kama amar rafra misichra tefach. Who needs a tefach? Fine. Okay, stories. Hahu gavre daf kizuzi gavi chavre. A person gave money to his friend. Osvinu b'tzrifa de urbane. He puts it in a little hut. Little like hut, like a teepee, Rashi describes. A hut that people use. So Igrov was stolen. Was stolen from the hut. So Amar Rav Yosef, Avagadzalinyin ganvinit tirusahi. Even though it shouldn't have been stolen from there. Why? Because ganavim don't think that usually that things are in there. People don't keep valuables in these little dilapidated huts. So even though regarding Geneva, you did a good shmira, leinyin nura pshiusahi. But it could easily be lit on fire. It's very flammable. Havi tchilaso b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones chayiv. And therefore, it was chila v'pshia regarding fire, v'sova v'ones because it was stolen, and chayiv, you're still chayiv in that case. Tosas limits this, as he says in Baba Kama 2, bottom Tosas says, chila v'pshia v'sova v'ones is chayiv, only where the ones somehow related to your pshia. If the ones is totally out of the blue and nothing to do with your pshia, then you're going to be putter. Here, you put it in the hut. That's why the ones was caused it to be lost. It was still stolen from the hut. So that's Tosfos' important line, which he says in a few places. So that's the first version of the Gemara. Rav Yosef says, because of Shia Sotheb Ones, Chayef. Back to the Gemara, V'ikadamre, Afagadz l'nyinu Rav Shiusa, he the opposite. Even though regarding fire, it was a Pshia, l'nyin Gadvi nitirusi. But he did act properly regarding the Geneva elements. V'tchilas of Pshia Sotheb Ones, Patur, and it's Patur in this case, the Hilchasat Chazab Shiv Sovabon is Chayef. We pass in Chayef, and therefore this case you would be Chayef. Period. Ho Gavre Dafke Zuzi Gavre Chavre, Amar Le Havli Zuzoi, Reuven gives Shimon some money to watch, Shimon says, Reuven says, got my money back, Amar Le Lo Yadana, Hechos Vinu. I know I put it somewhere, I just don't remember where. Also, the Kami Durava, Amar Le, as we had earlier, Kol Lo Yadana Pshusi. You don't know? It's your fault. It's your fault, it's Pshia. You have to remember, Zil Shlimpe. Right, we had that earlier. Ho Gavre Dafke Zuzi Gavre Chavre, Ashlaminu Le'ime. A man gives his friend something to watch, and Shomer gives it to his mother. And she put it in a box that she has in her house. But it was stolen. What are we going to say in this case? What's the din? Should we tell the Shomer, you pay? Why? Rashi says, because this is Rava talking. Shomer, Shemasa, the Shomer, who's Chayiv. We had that earlier, Rava Shita. See if we should say that the guy should pay because he gave it to another Shomer. Omer, that's not true. Omar, we know, kol ha-mafkid, al das ishto ubanavu mafkid. A person has to know that a shomer includes his family. And if you give it to a shomer, he might give it to his wife and kids or mother. So therefore, this guy is not going to be chayef for shomer shemasa l'shomer. Let's finish and then we'll make a comment from Tosfos. Neimalei le'imei zil shlimi. Should we say to the mother, okay, it's your fault. You pay was stolen. Amra lo amrali delavdi de ninu dik barinu. He didn't tell me it wasn't his. You know, I thought it was not my son's stuff, so I didn't take such great care of it. But if it would have been someone else's, I would have taken even better care of it. And if we should say to him, well, why don't you tell your mother it was someone else's, he'll say, what? I thought my mother takes care of my stuff the best. I thought my mother loves me the most. I thought my mother takes care of my stuff the best. So, Ella Amarava, what do you do in this case? What's the halacha? Ella Amarava. Mishtaba ihu tahanu zuzi ashlaminu liime. The shomer has to swear that he gave the money to his mother. Mishtaba ime tahanu zuzi asvinu bakatalisa, and the mother swears that he put it in the box. The ignav it was stolen. Upater, and everybody is pater. His swear, okay, it's hard, it's tough luck, but it's hard. Tosfos says here, Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, it sounds like from this Gemara, he gives it to his mother, and therefore his mother is believed. But what if his mother was poshea? What's the halacha then? Is he chaya for his mother's pshia? Says Rabbeinu Tam, Avilim pashu, afilu ein lahem alashalim, yishalim hanifkad. Di'im lo kein, kol mashu upkad, eitzal balabayis, tavo ishto betocha, v'tipater. By shomer samasul shomer, even if you want to say that, oh, you could give it to a family member, says Rabbeinu Tam, if that family member was poshea, you're at fault. You're at fault, or else you just give it to a family member, you'll always be pater. And it seems like that is against the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos She'ila, we read before. Right? The Ksos points out this machlokes, the Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph. The Rambam in Hilchos She'ila, Perek Dalid, says that, Perek Dalid, Halacha, turn the page, over here, Halacha Chesentes, he says, Mikana Talame, Shashomer Shemas Rabbi Kadon Leisho B'nei Beiso, Vahodion Shehu Pikadon, Vilo Shomru Kederach HaShomrim, Shehain Chayav and Lashalim Bala Pikadon. They're Chayav, the mother and kids. Balabai is pater. What if they have no money? The Balabai is still pater. Tosfos says not. Tosfos said if they have no money, the mother and kids, so then the nifkat is chayiv. The Rambam doesn't say that. What's the machlokes? This relates to what we discussed earlier in Shomer Shemasel Shomer. The Kso says, does the first Shomer remove himself totally? Can he be misalik his shame Shomer? Or is he still a Shomer, but with extensions that he gave it to someone else? That's the machlokes. Tosfos holds that he's still a Shomer. And therefore, if the other people are at fault and they can't pay, so you have to pay. The Rambam might say no. Once you have an allowance to give it to another shomer, you have been misalik yourself. You're no longer a shomer, and therefore it would be you would be totally, totally pater. Okay, let's continue. Next story. We have stories now until the end of the daf. Ha'u aputrapa de yasmi. Dizavan lehutur li yasmi. There was an aputrapis, an agent, a guardian, as we've discussed, that bought an ox for Yisomim. Bought an ox for Yisomim. Umasi lebakra, and then he gave it to a cattle guarder to take care of. Lohavi lekichi v'shini lemeichal v'mis. It ended up that this ox that he bought was missing certain basic teeth. Molars, and he didn't eat properly, and he died. And he was in the herd, he died. So Amar Rechama. So why is this here? Because there's also about Shomrim and the same type of Lashon. Hey Chine Dainu Dainu Lahaidina. So what are we going to do in this case? What are the Dayanim going to say? Name a Leilapuch. So there are a couple of people. Who's here? We have the Aputrapis, and we have the cattle owner, the cattle guarder. So name a Leilapuchapas Zilshlim, or was the other person involved? The person who sold the ox. So the person who sold the ox, the aputrapis, and the person who took care of the cattle. Those are the three people involved. And we don't want the Yisomim to lose. So let's go. Namely, the aputrapis, Oshlem, Sui said the aputrapis, it's your fault. Pay. It's your pay. You bought a lousy cow, a lousy ox. Omar, analabaki masarte. What did I do wrong? I gave it to the one who was supposed to guard the cattle. It's his fault. He should have seen it. The animal was not eating. The animal died. Name Alela Bakra Zilshlim. If we say to the cattle owner, go pay, Omar, he could say, Anabadi Turio Kimte. Look, I put it with the other oxen. I put it there. Ochle Shadoyle, I threw it food. Lo Aviyadina Zilochal. How was I supposed to know that it wasn't going to eat? Not my fault. So Gemara says, Michti, Bakra, Shomer Sachar de Asmiyu. But one second, the Bakra is a Shomer Sachar of the Yisomim. Right? He's guarding the Yisomim's property. Iboy Leliune. Shouldn't he have checked? So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Iika, and this is still, I guess, Rami Bar Chama talking. Says the Gemara, Iika Pseida de Asmi Hakanam. You're right. If the Yisomim had a loss here, then the Bakra for sure has to pay and cover the costs. Hakamayaskina de Lekap Pseida de Asmi. The cases where the Yisomim didn't lose anything. Why? Dashkechua, Lomare de Ture, Veshogel Yasmi Zuzimine. The owner of the ox was a Mechartos, because he bought a faulty ox. So he paid. The owner of the ox paid the Yisomim. So now, okay, so what's the issue? Who's claiming from anything but thing from who? Velamankaton. The Ramachama said, what are we going to do in this case? Mandaino. What was his issue? Mare de Tura Katon. The owner paid the orphans. He don't want the orphans to lose anything. But now he's coming and saying, I want money back. Mare de Tura Katon, Iboy Lelo Duan. Right? So you should have let the Aputrapis. Right, Mari de Tarit Katani Boy Ladun. You, the Aputrapis, should have let the guy know. My Modinale, what should he have let him know? Made the idea the Megatos Avi. What he didn't know it was a Megatos. It's your fault. It's not my fault. So Gemara says, Bisafsira. Even the owner that sold it to him cannot be blamed. Because he was just a middleman. He was a sapsir. The Zaban Mehacha Umazman Lahacha. He bought it from one person, he sold it to another person. So he can't be faulted for the Megatos. So Hilkach, so we're stuck. So what happened? So Hilkach, Mishtabe Ihu to Lohaviyada. The owner, the seller, the Safsira swears that he didn't know the ox didn't have teeth. Umishalim Bakra to be Basar Bezol. And the Bakra, the Shomer, therefore, so nobody else is at fault, but the Safsira kid, he's gonna get a little, he's gonna get 2/3 of the price. To be Basar Bezol. To be short and discuss, this is the type of Pshara. Should he really pay everything? Should he really pay nothing? Is this a chumra? Is this a kula? So we should have discussed what exactly is the issue here. And Rashi here discusses how this has also an important line. Rashi says, what does this apsira have to do with the shomer? Or the apotropis? So what? How do you skip? So Rashi says, oh no, think back to the first mission of the parak. Remember, you have the owner, and you have the socher, and the shoel. And what do we pass on like Rav Yossi? That the shoel is connected to the original owner, even though he only got it from the socher. So Rashi says, just like that, the first mission, the parak, so too here. Good. The Chashuk Echemet also here discusses a case. Again, we have a second one of the day. It says, what happens if there was a gabbai who locked the shul? He locks the shul every night. He locks the shul, and he didn't check one of the rooms of the shul. There was a kid learning in the shul, and he got locked in, and he was stuck there. So he couldn't, there was no way to get out. So he broke the little glass next to the door and he reached out and let himself out. Does he have to pay for the for the glass that he broke. This relates to also even it's being vizbikoch nefesh. Remember we had in Baba Kama Daf Sama. Also lahasal asal mamad chaveri. You got to pay for it. Okay, but what about the gabbai? Was he at fault? Iboy leili iune, as our Gemara says, he should have checked. So the Chashukah Chaveri discusses that he probably should have checked. Probably should have checked, and therefore it's it could be his fault that he's going to have to pay back the other person. Ho gabra, last story. Daafkid kishusa gabi chavre. A man gave a shomer hops, right? Use that to make beer to his friend. Habi leila dinami kar yed kashusa. The shomer himself had his own pile of hops. Amar leila sar. See, he says to another his worker, the shomer says to his worker, may hi rami, you know, go take some of these hops and make some beer. May hi rami. Azal rama meidach. And he went and by mistake took from the other one. He took from the other, but he took from the shomer's own pile. Amr of Amram, hechi nidaina la daina la hidina. So what are we going to do here? What's the din? Name alei ledi dezel shlim. If we say to him, well, you have to pay. If we say to the balabayis Amar, ana amri le mehai rami. What I'm going to have to pay the owner for the hops? Right? What do you mean? I said to take from this. Name alei. I'm sorry. He was supposed to take from his own. He took from the garden once. Right? I just flipped it. He was supposed to take from his own. He said, go make me some beer. And instead he took from the other guy. So who's going to pay for those hops? See, if we say it's the shomer's fault, the shomer can say, I told my worker. I gave him instructions. It's not my fault. Amar, ano amri le mehai rami. Namely, lestar say zil shlim. Should we say to his worker, go pay? Amar, lo amar le mehai rami mehai lo tirmi. I didn't think he was telling me specific. He was just saying, here, use some of these. But I didn't know it was specific and not those. The either shashir la suye le velo isile. If the shomer took a long time and the violin, if the worker took a long time and the shomer didn't make a fuss about it. So he obviously knew that he went to the other place to get the guarded hops. Goli adaiti, the nichale. So but the low shazo, it must be he didn't take such a long time, so he didn't know. Where it says, so my pseidika. Welcome to shashile. One second, what's the difference? So he has beer. So why don't you switch some of his hops to put it to the other guy's hops? Well, what's the argument about? Amr of Sama, Breid the Rava, Davi Shech Rechala. No, the beer went bad. It went bad. It became vinegar. Ravashi Amar Bekisi. Or Mishalim, like maybe Bekisi, which means, no, he used inferior types of hops. Garua, umshamli to make kisi. And the issue is that you have to pay him, right? For the difference. Rashi says to make shoshal kotsim lafi mashishbiach, for what it appreciated. So that's the issue here, how much he has to pay. The Gemara here doesn't really clearly, relate to the maskana, but that's this, issue. The Ritva says that the whole issue here is only talking about a shomer chinam. By a shomer sachar, he should have told him, he had more responsibility, he should have told him exactly what to which pile to take from. But a shomer chinam, you have low levels, even if we could say it wasn't your fault, even if you weren't specific. Okay, this is, again, a lot of issues where the Shulchan Aruch quotes all these cases, and we could apply them to different responsibilities of modern shomrim, but we will stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue with the last full daf in Maseches, in Perek HaMafkid, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow.